The insane of the Akeda, everybody asks, obviously it's a hard thing to shift one's only son, but the nicer, every God-fearing person, if he was told directly by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do something that's very hard, he would do it. The Chofetz Chaim says there are a lot of tirutzim. The Chofetz Chaim says the test was to see how he's going to do it. He's going to do it just because he was told to do it, or he's going to do it mitoich av. He's going to be excited about the kind of Ratzon Hashem, even if he doesn't understand what the idea behind it is. So that he, Avraham Avinu showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he dafka vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, got up early in the morning with zaris to do it. He didn't just try to push it off and hope it will stop. He himself cut the wood for it. They're all kind of in Yisraelis Baderech. We know Chazal and kind of stuff made of flood. You could use it as an excuse that the Kanarei Hashem changed his mind, otherwise he will make a flood. So the bottom line is that the Yisrael of the Kedah was to see if Avraham Avinu was at that high level of Avodas Hashem, the Ava, and to do things, everything with excitement, and not even if he had excuses, not to look for excuses. So he says that we always remind ourselves about Hakadosh Yitzchak, and we want to have a shaychus to it. But Hashem's not asking us to shecht our children or anything like that. Just asking us to approach our nisyonis in the same way that Avraham Avinu approached his nisyonis. And maybe if we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, whether a mitzvah with our time, finding time to learn Torah, with our money, or with amidas, to overcome different amidas, whatever it may be, you should always think about that Akedah Yitzchak and think that this is now my Akedah Yitzchak. I don't have to do such a thing, Akedah Yitzchak, but can I really approach the situation in this fashion, like Avraham Avinu approach this fashion, with excitement, and Chatzila, working to do it the best as possible. So we have an Akedah Yitzchak every Friday. Every Friday, the Torah says, if you do it, you're going to die, you're going to lose all your panos, you're going to be Mechal Shabbat. And the answer is, I'm so excited, Hashem gave me the opportunity to learn, even on Friday, I'm going to take advantage of it.